If you have your Bible, turn to the 100th Psalm tonight. The 100th Psalm. The Bible says, verse number 1, said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." I want to preach this evening for a little while, if God be my help. Now, we looked at justification this morning, and it's just as if we'd never sinned, but we had. And when we get justified in Lord Jesus Christ, and we realize we're saved by the marvelous grace of God, that unmerited favor, and we begin to realize, praise God, that God has chose us unto Himself. He's called us unto Himself, that through Him we might be saved. Amen? And then we begin to realize what it means to truly worship God. Amen? Now, he told us this morning that we read in your hearing. Let me just read that back to you one more time so you can get it. He told us this morning in verse 28 of Romans chapter 8, said, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Amen? Now, did you get that? "For them that love God. To them who are called according to His purpose." And we said this morning that it's God's purpose that we would glorify Him, that He would get glory out of our lives. So I want to preach just a little while this evening, if God will be my help, on this thought. What does glorifying God look like? What does glorifying God look like? Amen? So as we look at this tonight and we begin to see, the Bible says here, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now when He says, make a joyful noise, it's not a suggestion. Amen? Amen. Praise God. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment that we're supposed to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now we said a while ago, all means all. So all of the lands, all the places, all the peoples of the earth should be praising, giving God glory. Let me ask you a question. Now, what do you think this world would be like if we were all praising God and giving Him glory continuously? It'd be a difference, wouldn't it? Amen. We wouldn't have time for the shenanigans and the sinfulness of the world in which we live in. But we'd have an ability, praise God, just to praise God because that's what we do. That'd be a part of who we are. Amen. That's the way it ought to be. God's trying His best to help us in these last days if we'll let Him. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be worshiping God with gladness. Amen. We ought to be praising Him from our heart. He said, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing." Now, that's not a suggestion either. Praise God. That's a commandment. He said, we're supposed to serve the Lord. Amen. Praise God with gladness. We ought to be glad to serve God. It ought to be a gladness. It ought to be a blessing to serve the Lord. To come into His presence with singing. Amen. We're to have a cheerful heart. Now, praise God, because what Jesus already done for us. It's not what we've done for Him. Amen. Praise God. We don't do very much for Him. He done it all for us. Amen. He come to us, saved our soul from the devil's hell, and give us a direction that He have us to go. Praise God. And so you say, well, preacher, how can we have gladness and glorify? What would it look like to glorify God? It'd be coming to Him with prayerful heart. Amen. Why? He said, knowing that He is the Lord, that the Lord, He is God. So we come to praise God. We can come to the Lord with gladness because He's God, because of who He is. Praise the Lord. We can come to God with praise and glory in our hearts. Amen. Because we know who God is. Now, there's a whole lot of this world that don't know who God is. But I know who God is. I know who Jehovah is. He's the God of glory. Amen. He's the God of the place, praise God, where I'm going one day in a little while. Amen. Praise God, I made my call and election sure one day in a little while. Praise God, we're going to go be with Him where He is. We're going to go be with Him who? With God. Amen. Praise God. That was His design for us. Praise God. He is God. And if He's God, He's the God that made us. Amen. Said it is He, God, that made us, me and you. God made us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad He did? Amen. I'm glad I don't have to count on somebody else making me. I'm glad God made me. Amen. Praise God. If there's any doubt about that, praise God, you just take them to the Word of God and say, where did man come from? See, God made us. when these crazy things try to, these lunatics start trying to tell you that you're just some kind of amoeba that crawled up out of the darks and to crawl around and squirm around and grow legs and come to where you are and you evolved and you become what we are today. See, I've got a question about that, because if we evolved to who we are today, Brother Robert, why did we quit evolving? The science teaches us now that we're devolving. Amen. Because of sickness, because of curse on this earth. People used to live to be 900 years old, Methuselah. Amen. 965 years old, praise God, then he died. Amen. Now we don't live that long because sin. Amen. We're not evolving, we're devolving. Praise God. I'm glad God created us in likeness of his image, praise God. And because he created us, praise God, it said we are his. The Bible says we are his people. I'm glad I'm his, ain't you? Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I don't have to keep myself. I'm glad God gives, because I am his. Hey, praise God. He said, you're his, I'm his, we're his people. God creates, he made us in the likeness of our Savior, in the likeness of our Lord. Amen. Praise God. He gave us three parts, body, soul, and spirit. God has three essences, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. God made us in his likeness. I'm glad for that, ain't you? I'm glad I know that this evening. Praise God. I'm made like my Savior. Praise God. So I can worship him spirit and in truth. Amen. So we are his. The Bible tells us that we're his. And he tells us here in this psalm, he said, we're the sheep of his pasture. Amen. So in other words, that he provides for us. We're his. And because you're his, Brother Robert, he's going to provide for you. Hey, anything that's ours, we take care of. I got them little old pigs over at the house, praise God. It's my responsibility to take care of them. Amen. And it don't take them but about one or two times to go feed them, take that slop down there, praise God. They realize that too. And they come a running. Amen. Yeah, I tell you what, you can't outrun a pig. Amen. You can't, I said, you cannot outrun a pig. I try to fake them out so I can get to the feed trough before they do. Amen. They beat me to it every time. Amen. They're quick. Praise God. But why? Because they realize, praise God, that I'm the one taking care of them. Amen. When we realize, if we'll ever realize that God is the one that promised you to take care of us, praise God, if we had as much sense as a pig, God would begin to bless us. We can realize, praise God, He is our God. He is who he promised he would be. He is our provider. He's the one to take care of us. Because he said, never seen righteous forsaken his seed bag and bread. And he said, we're the sheep of his pasture. He said he gives us a place with him, praise God, and he provides for us to take care of us if we'll just let him. That's what he wants to do. Amen. Praise God. So you say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a reason to glorify God, a reason to give him praise, praise God, for his gracious and his mercy to us. You say, well, how do you glorify God? We glorify God in our relationship with him. Amen. I believe there's a lot of people today that profess to be saved, but we have no relationship with God. We have no relationship with Lord Jesus Christ, no relationship with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Something's missing. Amen. Because if we don't have a relationship with him, then we can't have a faithful service to him. And I just read in your hearing, he said that we're supposed to serve the Lord, praise God, with gladness. And we do that when we have a relationship to him. Without that relationship, something is missing. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 12:24, he says that only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. Amen. Amen. You say, why would we serve the Lord? Why would we praise God? Why would we glorify his name? Because we realize and consider all that he's already done for, and he ain't finished. Amen. We're still a great work in progress. Praise the Lord. But if we just consider what he's done for us, praise his holy name, he begins to minister to our hearts to help us through this walk of life, preparing us for the worlds to come. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I get excited about it. I get thinking excited about the future, praise God, that God has for me and you. Amen. Praise God. It's not about living in this world for my own pleasure. Praise God, but it's about living for God because he is the Lord of my heart. Amen. He's the one that ministers to us and ministers through us. We can live for ourselves, but that don't work out too good. Look what King Solomon. He had the treasures and he lived for treasures, for his own pleasure. But when it all come down to it, praise God, he said it was for naught. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. At the end of that chapter, the old preacher would say this after he had lived for his own flesh. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Amen. Solomon, King Solomon, all his great splendor, praise God, he could have anything he wanted, and he pretty much did. But he said the conclusion of the whole thing, he said, just fear God and keep His commandments. Amen, praise God. He said, that's the whole duty. So that's what we should be dedicated to doing. He said, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. He said, so God is going to evaluate the situation, praise God, and He's going to realize whether we do it for us or we do it for Him. And whatever we do, we ought to do to glorify God. So He'd get praise out of our lives, amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Praise the Lord. But sin, but see, if we ain't careful, sin makes it impossible to glorify God on our own. Sin will get in the way every time. But what we have in the Bible says that Jesus reconciled us unto God. In other words, He reconciled us unto God. He sacrificed Himself so He could take sin out of the way. Can you get the picture of this? We've got man here, got you here. And you got sin here, and you got Jesus Christ that comes down, and praise God, and between you and Him, and between Him and God, you and Him and God, is this big old lump of stuff called sin. And Jesus Christ comes down, praise God, and He takes that sin out of the way, gets it out of the picture, so that you can be reconciled, so that you can move up real close to God. And the only thing that limits us is our want to. How close do you want to be with the Lord? Amen, praise God, you can be just as close as you want to. Amen. We live in a day and era. We know the Word of God. We know what it says. And we can be, you can be, I can be, praise God, just as close as we want to be to the Lord. To glorify Him and give Him praise. Praise God. Amen. We realize that block of sin, it's been forgiven. It's been taken out of the way. The barrier has been removed. Amen. Paul said that we've all sinned to come short of glory of God. Every one of us have that big old wedge of sin in our lives. Amen. But look what he says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 24. Romans chapter 3 and verse 24, he says this. He said, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. He redeemed us, praise God. He took us out, took that sin out of our life. Amen. He began to be that price, praise God, the propitiation of faith through His blood that removes those obstacles. So if you're a child of God, you believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the obstacle of sin should be gone out of our lives. Oh, we'll encounter it. We'll encounter sin along the way. Paul said, sin is ever present before me. David said, sin is ever present before me. Amen. Sin is always in the way. But praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He takes it out of the way. So we can praise God and give Him glory for His goodness and mercy. Praise God. We've been forgiven. The barrier has been removed through a Savior. Amen. Praise God. God gives us that. You know, one of the first things, I got to look at this stuff, David, I about had me a spell. One of the first things that God tells us that He gives us, praise God, is the first thing is glory that God offers us. Amen. In Psalms chapter number 8, Psalms chapter number 8, in verse number 4, the Bible says this. Said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Like we deserved anything, right? You know, we've been so ugly and so rebellious against God, we don't deserve nothing. Well, what we deserve is hell, if anything. He said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and son of man that thou visitest him? So why would God's Son come down here and visit with us? Why would He come down here and show us the love of God? For thou hast made Him a little lower than the angels, hast crowned Him with glory and honor. Amen. The crown of creation is humanity. Is me and you. Amen. God crowned us, praise God. That represents glory. He said, God crowned us with glory. First thing God gives us, first thing God offers to us is glory. Amen. So we are to turn around and reciprocate that to Him, praise God. We are to offer up Him the glory that belongs to God. Praise His holy name. Now He repeats this in Hebrews chapter number 2, verse 6 and 8. Amen. He said in another place, it says, He's talking about Psalms 8 and 4 and 6. Praise God, that God reveals first His glory. He gives us first glory, praise God, that we might recognize the glory that's due to God. God's worthy of our praise, young'uns. Amen, praise. If He never done another thing for you and I, praise God, the remainder of our life, He's worthy of our praise. He brought us into this world, praise God. And He saved us by His marvelous grace. He gave us opportunity to be one of His children, to be part of His family. And we ought to just give God praise and glory for it. Amen. Praise His name. Praise the Lord. The verse reveals, praise God, the purpose that God has given to man. To worship Him, praise God, and give Him glory. He gave us dominion on the earth, praise the Lord. Listen. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, 29, He said He offers us dominion. It to subdue the world, to have dominion over the world, over everything that we see. Amen. That's praise God, that's something in itself. We didn't deserve that kind of prestige, that kind of power. But He said we're supposed to have dominion over it and subdue it. Praise God. And what we do by doing that, amen, we give God glory. We say, Lord, praise God, what You give us. And praise the Lord, it's Yours, it's not ours. And we're just partaking, we're just caretakers, we're husbandmen, praise God, here on this earth, trying to magnify God. And we fulfill, all this is fulfilled, God getting glory is fulfilled through the righteousness, praise God, of His people. A right relationship with God Almighty. Amen. When we have a right relationship with Him, amen, it changes everything. And we begin to see the Lord, praise God, way up here. We begin to see Him high and lifted up. He begins to be God Almighty, praise God, and the most important thing in our lives. Amen, there's a lot of important things. But we get so busy, don't we? Well, we'll think, well, this is more important, this is important. But praise God, I want to tell you the most important things is God Almighty. Lifting up or magnifying the God of heaven, praise God, for who He is and what He's done for us. Praise God, that's why He says, hey, listen, we're getting ready this week to celebrate Thanksgiving. We ought to come every day with thanksgivings on our hearts, thanking and praising God for what He does. He said we should enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise, being thankful unto Him and bless His name. Praise God, we ought to come in shouting and praising and giving God glory because of what He's doing for us. Amen, praise God. And the more we know about our Creator, the God of heaven that created everything. I was thinking about that yesterday as I was going down the road, and I thought, praise God. What about everything you look around and see? He said, God created. God, Bible said He created, that Jesus created all things. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Some of these crazy inventions that we have that we don't know about, praise God, without Him we wouldn't have them. Amen. Got these super nukers. Now you can throw something in a cardboard box. Amen. Lined with plastic. You hit a button in 2 minutes, you got a meal. And then we say we ain't got time for God. We're going to give an account one day, praise God, for all this. Amen. Praise God. We ought to have time to glorify God. What glorifying God looks like is people realizing, praise God, that He is God. Amen. He's the creator, sustainer of this world, praise God. He is the one that gives us everything that we have. And without Him, we have nothing. But it's most of all, it's important, it's whether we receive Him or we reject Him. I don't know about you, but I don't want to push away somebody that can give me everything. You know, it amazes me in the world that we live in today. We got children and grandchildren, they'll push you away and they don't want nothing to do with you. And you're trying to give them everything they need. Amen. They think they don't need it. They need it, but they just don't realize it. They need all the help they can get. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. Don't ever push people away that's trying to help you. Amen. You push people away trying to help you, they may not offer to help you again. I've seen many, many people, praise God, that we've tried to help. Other people's tried to help, and they pushed them away. They burned those bridges, and now they don't have anybody. It'll happen. But if you push God back, you stiff-arm God long enough, praise God, He'll leave you alone. And that's a sad state of affairs. Amen. But it's whether or not we receive or reject the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what matters. In Matthew chapter 22, he told them about that. He said in Matthew chapter 22, in verse number 38, verse 37, he says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. He said, this is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So God says that, praise God, if we receive the Lord Jesus Christ and we love her, and we know that we have because we love the brethren. Amen. You can't say you don't love the brethren and love God. Amen. The love of God's not in you. But praise God, we receive or reject the love of God. We receive and reject the commandment that God gives us. And if we don't love, our neighbor, praise God, he said we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourself. He said those are the two great commandments that God gives us. So there's it helps us to better understand who we are. When we see, praise God, we check up in our own heart and see where we are when it comes to loving one another. Praise God, I tell you, I go, Brother Bill, I love every one of you. They ain't a cull the bunch. Amen. Praise the Lord. God Almighty just made it that way, and it's just a blessing. It's good to know each other, praise God, and have purpose in our heart to just love one another and help one another everywhere that we can. Amen. Praise God. So what is our purpose? Amen. What is our purpose? Our purpose is to glorify God for all of it. To glorify God, praise God. What glorifying God looks at is people praising and giving Him glory because He is God. Amen. He is God. He not only is He God, but He's your God. It's easy to say, well, that God that we serve of our church, that boy preacher, he's got a tight relationship. Him and the preacher's tight. Amen. Him, Brother Robert, boy, they got a relationship. What about us? What about you? Amen. Praise God. He said we ought to all glorify and give praise because He is God today. He's your God and my God. He's the creator and sustainer of everything. Says the old preacher said, what's the conclusion of the whole thing? Praise God. It's that we're created to bring Him glory. You and me are created to give God glory, to praise Him for all the magnificent works that He does for us. The promises that He's given us, great and exceedingly precious promises that we have in God. Amen. Praise the Lord for our benefit. So we see God's plan, His purpose for us. Praise God. And it's laid out for each one of us. God has a plan and a purpose? Amen. For you. God has a plan and a purpose for you. Look at Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Verse 13, the Bible says, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. He said, from the very beginning, Lord, you was there. Amen. I tell you, it bothers me when people talk about about having abortion like it's just getting rid of something. It's getting rid of someone. Hello? He said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Amen. Lord, he says, hey, listen. He said, I'm fearfully wonderful. He said, I don't understand all of it. Praise God. I thank God it's the way it is. I thank God that I am what I am by the grace of God. That's what David was saying. Praise God. He said, marvelous are thy works. And he said, that my soul, how did he know it? He said, my soul chose me, praise God. He knoweth right well, praise God, the marvelous works of God, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. He said, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. Now watch this. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, before I ever was, God, you had me on your mind and you was working them. I was already on the potter's wheel before I ever come out of my mother's womb. Praise God. He was a working on me to make me what he would have me to be. That's God. Praise God. Nobody else can do that. Amen. Bless his holy name. He said, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Praise God with a great old big exclamation mark. David said, I get to thinking about how good you've been to me, praise God. Even from my mother's womb, you was there. And he said, I just have to glorify you and give you praise for every step of the journey. Praise God. And it just keeps getting better farther on. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. So it brings us to a place of bringing ultimate glory to God because we realize where we come from. Started out and just in a, almost a nothing, praise God, ended up something, ended up being somebody that we that can glorify and give God praise, thanking him for all that he does. And he said we ought to thank him for, we ought to thank God. Now listen to me and I'm done. We ought to thank him and praise him for all that he does for us. And we ought to do everything that we do for his glory. Amen. We ought to slow down with this old life that we live, this rat race we call it. And just slow down and say, you know what? What am I doing to bring glory and honor to God? And if it's not bringing glory and honor to God, we ought to just back off and just slow down and just figure out the right direction. The way that we need to go to where we can do it as unto Him. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 10 and 31, Paul said this. He said, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Amen. He said, whatever you do, do it for God's glory. Why? Because the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. The psalmist said in Psalms 100 and verse number 4, he said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise, be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. Amen. What does glorifying God look like? It looks like coming and falling on our face and just praising, worshiping God. Say, thank you, Lord, for being who you are and allowing to me to be one of your little children, one of the sheep of your pasture, trusting you, Lord, to take care of me. Amen. Praise God to take care of me, to feed me, to sustain me, to lift me up, to nurture me, to encourage me, praise God, and to bring me along the way for your glory. God would be glorified in it all. Amen. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve. Why should we glorify God? What should glorifying God look like? It should look like everyday praise, giving thanks unto our Heavenly Father. Amen. Thanking Him for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanking Him for the sweet Spirit of God that lives in us, that don't let us do those things that we used to do. It directs us and keeps us and focuses on those things that's far better. Amen. Brother Robert, I used to have big plans for myself. I thought, yeah, when I'm going to graduate school and I'm going to go do this and I'm going to go do that and I'm going to do another. But you know what? God had different plans. Amen. Different direction. And I'm glad He did. I'm glad God didn't answer all my prayers. Amen. But I'm glad God heard my prayers. And I'm glad God helped me, praise God. And I can stand and praise and give Him glory today for the unanswered prayers and for the answered prayers. And because He is my God. Amen. He is the God and the only God of this whole universe, world without end. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? And because of that, amen, praise God, we can worship and praise Him, give Him glory. Because that, my friends, is what glorifying God looks like. When people stand together or by themselves and just praise God. Amen. Listen, there's nothing wrong with praising God. The whole world likes to say, well, you know, you can't do that no more.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah, but we better not do it no less. Amen. We better praise God while we can. You know why? Because we're practicing for when we get over yonder. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. And I hope we can get together at Stony Fork Baptist Church one day. There'll be a little corner in heaven and we'll come together. Boy, we'll just praise Him, give Him glory because we realize what He did for us and realize where He's brought us from and where He brought us to. I tell you, your want to's will be different then. You'll want to praise the Lord. Amen. That's what glorifying God will look like. He said, what? The purpose that we're here, the purpose that me and you are here is to glorify the God of this Bible, to lift Him up and praise Him for all that He does. Amen. Praise the Lord.